It will be a Hollywood night tonight and Saturday night and Sunday night. Chris Bellini is here to talk about movies. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning. And the question, the Friday question is, are you ready to rise up?
Well, I don't know. I will say one thing about Pacific Rim Uprising, the movie you're going to be talking about this morning. The machines, the monsters, whatever they are, look a lot like Transformers to me in the trailer.
Well, you know, a lot of people have made that comparison. Some people have criticized the film for that comparison. But I guess it all goes back to 2013, Academy Award winner Guillermo del Toro. Do you remember the original Pacific Rim?
I've heard of it, yes.
But whoever is not familiar, basically monsters from another dimension, they emerge and try to destroy the world. And mankind's answer to the threat, of course, is huge fighting robots. I don't have it yet. Okay, let's talk about this new movie. Basically, Idris Elba was in the original movie. He was named Stacker Pentecost. He sacrificed himself to save the world. Now in Uprising, we have Jake Pentecost, played by John Boyega. That's the son of Stacker. And, of course, Jake isn't his father. Yes, he was once a promising Jaeger pilot. And, of course, a Jaeger is what they call one of the robots.
It's not Jaeger Meister. It's a different thing.
You know, here's a good question. I don't know if there's some weird back Hollywood connection to that. I know a lot of people probably drink Jägermeister when they watch these movies.
Probably.
But I'm not sure. But anyway, he's one of these pilots. He's not a pilot anymore. He's caught up in, like, the criminal underworld. But, of course, you got to have a movie. So circumstances are going to lead him back to the Jaeger Training Academy. But this time, he's going to be helping lead the new generation of pilots. Here's a little scene from the film. You're going to hear, no matter how much he tries, he's not going to be able to escape his past.
Did that haircut just call you Pentecost? As in badass Stacker Pentecost? Pilot of Coyote Tango, hero of basically the whole world?
It's just a name.
Yeah, really cool name.
Obviously, it's just not a name. He may get his chance, his last chance, to live up to that legacy. So here's the thing. I'm going to be honest. Let's put the tables on the cards. Guillermo del Toro, he steps aside directing for this one. He does stay on as a producer and a visual consultant. We have Stephen S. DeKnight. You may know him if you watch Netflix Daredevil or Star Spartacus. He's in the director's chair this time. You know, the first film, and I don't know, you probably agree, it wasn't one of my favorites. It was a little too campy, never really connected with the characters on a really big level. The effects and the concept were really cool, but it was like more style than substance for me. But it, strangely enough, it became one of those movies when you saw it on TV, no matter where you picked it up, you were strangely drawn to watching it. So I don't know what that says about it. Basically, I went into this movie kind of excited to see what they were going to do. You know, people are going to tear this movie apart. I didn't expect much, but I got to say I did enjoy it.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, look. But, you know, that's what it is, right? I mean, you're talking about robots fighting monsters. I mean, if you're going to buy Captain Crunch, you're going to like it, right? You're not expecting Special K.
You know, that's exactly what Scott Eastwood had to say when I heard him promoting this movie. He said, hey, it's got monsters and machines. Come on, it's got to be good.
Well, that's what it's about. I mean, you're not looking for rocket science, although there is some rocket science involved in this movie.
I won't
spoil it. You know, here's the thing. It covers similar ground from the first. There's a lot of fighting, so I'm sure people are going to say it's repetitive. There is a campiness at times in this, and you know, this is a movie that is really predictable. But, of course, it's a crazy ride. And there is a lot going for the movie. I like John Boyega. He's a big plus for the film. He does a great job. He really sells his character. He's fun to watch, and of course, when he's fun to watch, that makes the film more fun. I like this storyline. You got this rebel. He's living outside of his father's shadow. Great place to start the story. Eastwood, you mentioned Eastwood. It's good to see him in there, too. He kind of adds his own little flair. So, yeah, it's corny at times, but I never thought it was as corny as the original. I thought I enjoyed it a little bit more than the original, which is surprising. And although it is predictable, they did throw a few little twists in there that made the movie interesting. So, like I said, it's not fancy. It's not groundbreaking. It's just a good time. If you want to watch robots and monsters fight, you're going to get your fill. So, for me, definitely, I enjoyed it. It'd be a matinee price. I mean, I wouldn't push. I'm not going to twist your arm to see it because you're going to just get mad at me.
Okay. No.
If you want to see it, you're going to enjoy it because
right.
It's just popcorn fun.
Pacific Rim Uprising opening today. Will it topple Black Panther?
That's the big question. Is Black Panther going to fall? I mean, I don't know. Black Panther's been holding on pretty tight, and this movie has a following. So I'm not going to say Black Panther's going to fall.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's going to be real close. And if it does beat Black Panther, it's not going to be like by $30 or $40 million. I'd be surprised.
Might be by a dollar or two.
Maybe not that little, but close. Maybe $1.50.
Okay. All right. Very good, Chris. Well, thanks for the review. Pacific Rim Uprising. Sounds like a popcorn movie.
Absolutely.
All right. We will talk to you 1 week from today, and have a good weekend, Chris.
You too. Take care.
That's Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean movie critic on KSRO.